I'm Idra Novi, and this is Poetry Now. I was thinking about endangered animals and how useless we all feel about the species that are vanishing from the earth. And I was looking at my son's pajamas and thinking, there's going to be a point where the only rhinoceri are going to be on children's pajamas. And that seemed terribly sad. And that, I guess, got me thinking about how many animals we see in infant life. Everything in children's lives revolves around animal themes, birthday cards and school activities. There's just these wild jungle animals that are vanishing are all over childhood. You know, they're the iconic figures of childhood, and yet we're creating a future in which they'll never encounter those live animals. So I had this thought about people arriving in the world and endangered animals arriving less and less often as more humans are born, and wondered what it would be like if all of a sudden some of these human births instead were animal births. The man who gave birth to a panda. He had to have it, his mother told him. How could he not, with so few left in the world? He felt heaviest at night with the miracle of it. He was a vessel now, a receptacle for a threatened being. What if he rose too fast and killed it? Or maybe his stillness would do it, too much sitting around, stunned and hungry. And what if the bear emerged alive and another formed in its place? Would he have to have that one too, and another one after that? He dreamed of the panda's tiny eyes opening inside him, the doctor's wide incision, a whirring pain, and then the furry thing emerging, the bear turning to him as to a stranger, and whether that would be it, his bit part in the history of the future. The ramped up absurdity in this poem is part of the narrative that kept me writing, and I hope would keep a reader reading, and that you absolutely do not know what is going to happen next. And I think that that kind of opens the gates of the mind in a way. And that if you're going to write an elegy for a species, you kind of know what emotion you're going to encounter, and you might know what tone the poem is going to take. But once you get in there and there's a man gestating a panda, you don't quite know what the poem is going to make you feel and what you're going to take away from it. And I think that that kind of unknown is what keeps me writing and the kind of relationship I would like to have with a reader, you know, of nobody knowing what's coming next.
And what if the bear emerged alive and another formed in its place? Would he have to have that one too and another one after that?
And I think that in an age of social media and the urgency of feeling like somebody may have liked your photo on Facebook, that what makes us turn to a poem? What does a poem do for us that we don't encounter on social media? And I think that getting deep into an impossibility that makes us more awake to what is possible is something that a poem can do.
That was Idra Novi and her poem, The Man Who Gave Birth to a Panda. I'm Katie Clarkson, and this is Poetry Now, a production of the Poetry Foundation and the WFMT Radio Network. For more about this series, go to poetryfoundation.org/poetrynow.